Officials with Northumberland County and the Golden Plow Lodge are now turning their attention to the restoration efforts after a fire damaged several rooms at the long-term care facility Saturday. Emergency services were called there just before 3 p.m. as a fire was reported in one resident's room on the main floor of McMillan Cottage. Glenn Dees, Director of Health and Human Services for Northumberland County, told a Community Health Committee meeting Tuesday that two adjacent residents' rooms on the main floor were also impacted. On the lower floor, water damages impacted two residents' rooms, the nursing station, the registered nursing office, and portions of the hallway. He explained that seven residents were displaced as a result of the damage.
A total of five rooms that were not able to utilize, with seven residents displaced as a result of that, but they are all currently being accommodated for within the home.
Five staff members were transported to hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. However, all residents were medically cleared with no health-related issues. Dees says building inspectors with the town of Cobourg have been on site to assess the structural integrity of the facility, giving it the all clear. Yet the county will need to obtain a building permit and have certified engineering plans in place for the restoration. He estimates that it could cost $100,000 to repair the damage.
That likely could be 2 weeks and then maybe another week or two for restoration activities after that, so it could be a month. Cost is very difficult to determine at this time, but what the restoration company is indicating is it's easily going to be in excess of $100,000, but we are working through our insurance provider.
The fire comes as the county is getting set to move residents to a newly constructed long-term care facility next door. That project is expected to be completed sometime this spring. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.